We hold the Mishnayos Bechoros, holding Perek Zayin, when the end of Mishnah Vov. Again, the Mishnah is talking about now the psulim by a kohen. That the kohen has these psulim, he's possible to do the avodah. So Mishnah says, hey, Hakushi, if he's a little bit black, if his skin is blackish, that's a mum. V'hagichor, if his skin is a little bit red, reddish. V'halafkun, if his skin is too white, it's a mum. V'hakipeach, if a kohen is too tall and very skinny, that's a mum. He's not called Shova Bizarro Shalaro, and he can't do the avoidah. When he does it, he's over Nisarasei. Via Nenas, he's too short. Via Cherish, he can't hear. Via Shreit, he's a fool. Via Shikur, becomes drunk. So Gemara says, even though the Torah says if you drink yain and do the avoidah, Mama Shechayev Misa for that, and here it's only Mashmi over it, only Nisarasei, Yevena Shova Bizarro Shalaro. So Gemara says, here we're talking about the Shikur means that he did not drink wine and become drunk. We only drank other things, like milk or like honey. So these things don't make it that drunk, therefore it's only an Isser Asay of Enishom Bazar Shalaron. Or Bale Negoyim Torim. If a Kohen has on him a lot of white spots, that even though the Nega is Tor, it doesn't make him Psul as Mitzaras, but still he's Psulim, but still he's possible to do the Avoid, it's not called Shav Bazar Shalaron. So these cases are all Psulim, Biyodim, these are all Psulim by a Kohen. It's not called Shav Bazar Shalaron. But Uksherim Abahema, all these last psulim learned by Abahema, Korban, or Bechor, the Kosha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shaita, Vabahema, Eina Minam, Bechor, no, Abahema, that's a shirt, that's fool. Mamish is a very big fool, he can't do anything, Kamat, that's also possible to bring it for Korban. Eina Minam, Bechor, to bring it for Korban. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Afa Bale Dildulim, Psulim Beyodim, Uksherim Abahema. We have a koyin that has a lot of dudulim, means like skin hanging down. That's also a neshav, it's a psul by a koyin, but it's kosher by a behema. Mishneh Zayin. Elu ksherim biyodom, hu psulim bebehema. These are mumim though, that's it's kosher by a koyin, but it's only a psul by a behema. Oisoi vies benoi. Meaning to say by korban, if you shechted the mother today, see, now that a shechta kid, it's a mum, like you can't bring the kid today, it's a mechusas man. Ma shein kein by a kohen, Aaron and his son is allowed to do the avoida together. There's no psul, the son and the father to do the avoida. The more says goes according to Hananiah, it holds that oisir of his benoi also applies even to a father, to a nav, and the benoi. So, by a behemoth, there is the psul, but not by a kohen. Utrefa, a behemoth that's a trefa can be brought for korban, but a kohen that's a trefa he could do the avoida. V'yotzei doifen, a kohen that was born to a Caesarean could do the avoida, but not a behemoth. V'shenev dovem avera, if the behemoth lived with a man or killed a person, says so that's possible for behemoth, not by an adam. Or else for shame, this is adam, he killed an adam. Again, a pi'ei dechod, so by a kohen is please kosher to do the avoida. Now, Hanoise Noshem Biavera, a Kohen that marries, let's say, a Grush or a Chalutza. So, Lachor is possible. He's not allowed to do the Avodah. He can't do the Avodah right now. Achiyadir, until he makes a Neder, Haniyah, until he makes a Neder, he's not going to have any Hanoah from his wife. So, then, like we know for sure, he's going to give her a get. And they've even now, before he gave her a get, he can start doing the Avodah. What's going to be Hamatam al Mesim? We have a Kohen that we know keeps on touching Mesim, becomes Tomei. The loch was possible, did not let him do the avoida. Achi kabal olav shloi hei metamal ha-mesim, he accepts upon himself not to be metamal ha-mesim. So the Gemara explains, here it's enough just for him to accept upon himself. But before, when he's married to Grusha, there it's not enough just to accept, he has to make a neder. Because there's the Yitzra Tokvai, we don't trust him to say he'll stop. Therefore he has to make a neder. And the neder has to be a neder adas rabim, that he can't be made for it. But over here, it's okay. Here it's enough just to accept upon himself not to be Metam L'Mesim anymore. Yeah, Perek Shemini. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Bechor L'Nachlo, sometimes you have your firstborn son, that he's a Bechor L'Nachlo, meaning he'll take two portions in the Yerusha, but V'yena Bechor L'Kain, there's no Aloch of Pidyon HaBen, he's not a Bechor, that you have to redeem him to give the Chameshes Shkolim, slay him to the Kain. Now, La Koyin, V'yena Bechor L'Nachlo. Certain times you could have a firstborn son, that he's a Bechor L'Koyin, that you have to be Poydim, but he's not a Bechor that you give him two portions in the Yerusha. Then, Bechor L'Nachlo L'Koyin, that's usually the Bechor is both Dinim. Your firstborn son, if he's the firstborn of Petarechem, he He has two halachas. First of all, you have to be poidim. He has kedusha, and after 30 days, you have to redeem him. You have to make a pidyon aben. And secondly, when the father dies, the bechor takes two portions in the yerusha. Now, yesh, there are certain times, shein a bechor lo lenachla v'lo lekayin. Certain times, even though he's the firstborn, he does not have a halacha to take two portions, and no idea, there's no mitzvah of pidyon aben. Now the Mishnah will go to explain this. So first of all is, Isaiah, where is there a case that Bechor lenachlo v'yena Bechor lekayin? Where is there a case that the boy is considered a Bechor, he'll get two portions in Yerusha, but he's not a Bechor for pidyon aben? Is Habo Acher Hanafolim, a son that's born after the mother first had a miscarriage, which meaning Sheyotza Rosh Shechai, even if the first baby, the one that she had a miscarriage with, it was an eighth, like it was not 9 months old, it was only a 7th month or 6 month old baby, even though it first put out its head out, its head was alive when it came out, and then that head went back in again, and then the second one came out. So that's called Habo Acher Hanafolim Sheyotza Rosh Shechai. And the law is that the second one is not called the Bechor for Pidyon Aben because it's not called Pet Rechem. There it's told in Pet Rechem, the first one to come out from the Rechem, since the first one's head came out and the Gemara comes out according to one man the other, means like his head and most of his body came out. So that's called a Pet Rechem. So the second one now is not a Pet Rechem, therefore there's no din Pidyon Aben. But he is a Bechor Lanachlo, because by Nachlo the Apostle says, Rashis Oinoi, that we dash in only a son that when he dies, the father feels very bad, cries over him. And it's only if it's a ben kayoma. But here where the first one was a nafu, the miscarriage, couldn't have lived anyway, so the father doesn't cry when it dies. Therefore, the second one is called the first one, the bechor like, the one mishat liboy dovolov, so the second one is the bechor lenachla. Another similar case would be, or ben tisha shiyotzer roi shemeis. Let's see again also, the mother had two twins like, and the first one came out, his head came out, even though it was a ben tisha, was 9 months old, but his head came out mace, and then the body went back in again, and then the second one came out, or even if the body came out altogether, well now when the second one comes out alive, so again, lenachlo, he's called the bechor lenachlo, because since the first one came out mace, so the father is not double, doesn't cry over it, and therefore the second one is called the bechor lenachlo. As far as the peterechem goes, the first one was the peterechem, therefore the second one has no din pidyon aben. And another similar case is v'hamapeles min behema chai v'yoif divrei Rabbi Meir. The Meir holds, let's say the mother first had a miscarriage, and when it came out looked like an animal, or like a chaya, like a deer, let's say, like a bird. So again, it's not called the din that the father cries over. So therefore the second one that comes out is the bechor l'nachlo. But the Meir, the second one is not called the bechor for pidyon aben, because it's not called the peterechem. However, v'chachom and v'chom say no, ad shehei boy mitzura sodom. But until the first one that was born looks like an odom, meaning if the tzura is like a chai or a behemo, it doesn't look like an odom, it's nothing. It's not considered even a peterechem. Therefore, the chom said the second one that's born would even be a bechor lepitin aben also. Now, what's going to be hamapele sandal? Let's say the mother first had a miscarriage and the kid looks flat and doesn't have a tzura of an odom, looks like a shoe like. Or shulya, or else the placenta comes out for shofim merukim. Rel shof, that's the skin of the baby itself, but merukim has like a little form to it. Or else vahayoytse mechutach, if the first baby came out in pieces. So the locher is aboachrei, and the next kid that's born is bechor lenachlo. Again, the second one is called the bechor lenachlo because the father does not cry over the first one. But v'yena bechor lakoyin is not a bechor for pidyon aben, because it's not called a peterechem. The first thing that happened, that she was mapel, a sandal, or a shuya, or a shofir, is even according to Chachamim. These things do not look like a behemoth. They have a little bit of a tzura sodom, just not a complete tzura sodom. Therefore, the first one's called the peterechem, and the second one is not a peterechem. Therefore, the locher is, the second one's only a bechor lenachlo, but v'yein a bechor lakoyin. Now, what's going to be mishloi hoyu levonim? Let's say the husband did not have children before. V'nos isha shekfor yold, he married like a lady, that this lady already had children. Or else, so then she gives birth from him. So loch is his first son he has. So it's a bechor lenachla. It's called reshis oinoi. It's the father's reshis oinoi. But it's not called the bechor for pidyon aben, because that you go boss of the mother. It's not considered the peterechem, the first one coming out of the womb. What's going to be oido shivcha v'nishtachra? Let's say you're marrying this lady that first she was a shivcha, a maid, a goyish maid, that she was a shivcha kenanis, and then she became free, she becomes like a Jew. Or else oideyo nochris, she was first a goya, and she had children then, v'nizgayra, then she became a Jew. And mishabos liyisrael yoldi, after she became a Jew, now she gave birth. Now she gave birth, she got married to a Jew, and this man did not have children until now, and therefore this is the first time the man is having children from her. So halacha is that b'chor l'nachla, the first son they have, if it's the firstborn, it's called the b'chor, it's called reshis oinu of the father, but v'yeinu b'chor l'kain, it's not called the b'chor v'pidyon haben. Even though this mother, now that she became a Jew, this was the first kid she had, but koponim, since she already gave birth before when she was a guy, it's still not considered peterechim, it's not called the first one coming out of a womb. Therefore, even though now it's the first one when she's a Jew, it doesn't have kedushas b'chor, it's not called, there's no mitzvahs pidyon haben. Rabbi Yossi Egliloim, Rabbi Yossi Egliloim argues and says, no, Rabbi Yossi Egliloim, b'chor l'nachla b'lakoin, in such a case, yes, his kid is called now b'chor, even for pidyon haben. Shenema, because the pasuk says it has to be pet derechem be Yisrael. It has to be the first one that comes out of the womb when she's a Jew. So he dashens of Yosef really means as she yifteru rechem Yisrael until it comes out when she's already Yisrael. But over here, the first kid she had, she was still a goy or shivchom. She wasn't the Yisrael yet, and now she's mizgaya or mishtachra. Now she has a first son when she's a Jew. So if that's a boy, it has locha pidyon haben. What's going to be Misha Hoyeloivonim? Let's say the father had already children, and the Nasi Ishish Layoldi gets married a second time, and his second wife did not have children yet. Or else Nizgaira Muberis. Let's say you have a Goya, that she's pregnant. She never gave birth yet. She's pregnant when she's a Goy, and now she's a Mizgayr. Or else Nishtachra Muberis. You have this Shivcha again that became pregnant when she was a Shivcha. Then she became freed. So in these cases right now, they are all considered peterechim, instead of the first kid that comes out of the mother's stomach. So this would be considered the bechor for peterechim, but it's not called the bechor for reshis oinoi, because like in the first case, the father already had children. Or here, since the father was Nizro and his zera went in, she was still a goya, so it's not called, and he was a goy at that time, so it's not called reshis oinoi, therefore this kid would not be a bechor lenachlo. Another case, that you'll have a case that the kid is a bechor for peterechem and not for nachlo. For chen, another case is mishaloi shua so acha baila shloisha chadoshim v'nisais. A lady was married once, and her husband died, and she did not wait for 3 months, but she remarried within a month or two later, and she became pregnant. The yold, and she gave birth. The yein yadua, we're not sure now in bentisha l'rishon, like who was the real father? Was the real father the first husband? And she's pregnant like 9 months from the first one. No, this son is called now a 7th-month-old baby that she became pregnant from the second husband. So in all these cases, the halacha is b'chor l'kayin. Like it's for sure it's a firstborn, it's a peterechem over here, and therefore you have to make a pidyon haben. But v'yeinu b'chor l'nachla, there's no din Yerusha to take two chalakim over here. Because in the first case, the zera, the nizra, was when he was still a goy, so it's not called reshis oinoi. In this last case, since we did not know who the father is, but the Gemara says he doesn't even take Yerusha like a poshet, because he's nidcha mizeh mizeh. So therefore, he doesn't get a Yerusha. He's not a bechor lenachla. Now, Izeyu bechor lenachla v'lakoyin. Like, what's a normal case to say that the kids are bechor for both for Yerusha and for lakoyin pidyon haben? So, v'adav sheitzach. A normal case is the first time they get married and have a kid, a baby, a boy. That's the regular bechor. We wanted to, even a chiddush chicken case that also have both halachas. So the case of a chiddush would be like this: Hamapeles shofir moledam. Let's say the isha first half a miscarriage, but it's not really called a miscarriage. She wasn't called a peterechem yet. But what came out was just a mishvir full of blood, like the placenta was just full of blood. Ros molamayim was just full of water. Ros moliganinim full of colors. So that's not called like she was mapel. Therefore, the second kid that comes out is called the peterchamor. It's also b'chol anachla. Hamapeles kemindogim. Let's say Nisha gives birth to a kid that looks like a fish or like a chagom, like grasshoppers, shkotzim ramoshim. So, or else that's not called the later at all. Or else hamapeles yoyim aboyim. If she gives birth on the 40th day since she was pregnant, but the kid was not 40 days old yet, so it's not called the Tzuras HaVlad yet. And all these cases here is a Bo'achrei, and the next kid that she has is Bechor L'Nachla V'Lakayim. It's considered the Bechor Sereish Yisayin, it's the first kid they have for Yerusha, and it's also considered the Bechor for Pidin HaBen, because this is the first kid that's called the Peta Rechem. Now Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to explain where is there a Bechor firstborn, but he has no halacha, not lenachlo, not lepidyon. So Mishnah says, Yoytzei Doifen, let's say first the mother has a cesarean. The baby comes out through the side, not through the womb. V'yabo achrov, then the second kid that comes out, he comes out, normally he comes out through the rechem. So Shneyem Einem Bechor, both of these two kids have no din Bechor, lo lenachlo, lo lakayin, not lenachlo, not lakayin. The first one has no din lenachlo, because it's not called peterechem. It's yotzei doifen has a din lenachlo. Who a din? It's not a din for pidyon haben, because also it's not called a peterechem. Because as far as the nachlo goes, with dashni it says v'yoldu loivonim. The pasuk says, so it has to be a leida kederech leida. Here it's yotzei doifen. It's not called the kederech leida, and what din? It's not a peterechem. Now the second one is not called the bechor Nachlo, because the second one is not called Rishis Ainoi, and the Wadin is not called the Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because even though really it's considered the Peta Rechem, but it's not the Bechor, it's not the first one born. Lamaisa, she had already a baby that was born already. So therefore, neither of them have halachas of not for Lebechor Lenachlo, and not Lebechor Lekayin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Ayma Harishin Lenachlo. The first kid is considered the Bechor Lenachlo, even though he's not a Bechor Lekayin, it's not a Peterechim, but for Nachla Yolz, it doesn't have to be Kederech Leida. A Yotze Defen is also called Reshi Soinoi, therefore the first kid is the Bechor Lenachla. The Hasheni, and the second kid, is the Chomis Loim, the second one is considered the Bechor Lekayin, because the second one is considered the Peterechim, even though there was a baby born already. The Yolz Lamai said, it has to be a Peterechim, the second one is the Peterechim. So really, there are two Kedushim in Reb Shimon, that both of these have a halacha of a Bechor, and also we see even though it's a Bechor lechatzi dover, not for the three halachas of a Bechor, also it's called a Bechor. Mishnah Gimel. Mi shaloi bichra ishtoi v'yolda shnei zchorim. That's your wife did not give birth yet, and the first time she gives birth, she has twins, two boys come out, and you're not sure which one came out first. So halacha is noisein chomis loim lakoin. The monashach, you're mechuyev to give a pidyon haben. You have a Vadei Bechor here, you have to give Chomis Loim Lekayin. What's going to be Meis Echad Meir Matech Shleshim Yoim? One of these twins die within the first 30 days. So Av Potter, the Yav is Potter from paying the Chomis Loim. Like the Yav has the right to say to the Kayin, like I think it's the Bechor that died. And therefore I'm Potter. If you want to send out that the Kayin, you have to prove it. It's a Meitzim Mechavir Olav Araya. As long as the Kayin cannot prove it that the Bechor is still alive, the father is Potter. What's going to be the opposite way? Meisav, let's say the father dies. V'habonim kayyumim, but both twins are alive. So Remeya says, Im nosnu at shaloi choku, if they paid the hay sloin from the property, the father's property, before they made a chluk, before they made a rusha, nosnu. Like at that time, they're still mechuyev to give it. Because the Meis said, the father had a chiyev vadeh to be paid haben, he is vadeh had a bechor. So the chiyev is chal upon it nechosim also. Therefore, before they made a chalukah, before they divided up, it's still considered like the father's property. Therefore, the Kohen has a vade taina to get five sloim. But v'yim lav, let's say they already divided it up already. Once they divided up the property, now the Kohen wants to go to each one of them separately, like peturim. Each one of the sons are potter, because each son has a right to tell the Kohen, ha-moitzim mechaveroi, I want you to prove it to me that I'm the Bechor. Each one can say, no, I'm not the Bechor, the other one is the Bechor. Therefore, you can't get the money from each one of them. Therefore, it's called Pturim. That's the Chiddush here. Since Medina Mamnis, we say, Amoitzim Mechayel Ovaraya, therefore, Amoitzim Yepata. Rabbi Yudah says, Nischaivu Nechosim. No, the father's Nechosim was ready Mechuyib as soon as the father died. And he didn't make a Pidyon HaBen. So, since the kid is 30 days old already, it's Kvali ready Chiv upon the father to give the Hesloyim. And once the Chiv is Chal upon the Nechosim, even though they make Yerusha later, Still, they have to pay from the Nechosim. So in the Gemara, there are different reasons what the Machlokes could be between the Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim, they hold that the Achim HaPoter, after they made a Chalukah, One shot is they hold Achim Shacholku as Kiyorshim Ninu, as Kilakuchas Dami, that they buy of one or another, and it's Milva, the Pidina Ben is still the Milva Balpes, not called the Milva Bishtar, therefore they do not collect from Lakuchas. And if you could all know that the Milva Pidina Ben, the Milva Ksuba Batayro, is still the Milva Bishtar Dami, and therefore they could collect. Rosi Gerold Achim Shacholku is still the Kiyorshim Ninu, still called Medina Yerusha, therefore they have to pay back the chayvus of the father. Now what's going to be Zohar in the cave? Let's say at the beginning first the wife gave birth to twins, but a Zohar in the cave, so the Enkar Mekoyen Klum, the Koyen gets nothing, because there's a Safik, there's a Bechor altogether, and now it could be maybe the Nekeva was born first, so therefore the Koyen gets nothing. Mishneh Dalet. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. What's going to be Shtei Noshim? You have two wives from one husband has two wives, Shalai Bichru, and both wives did not give birth yet. The Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, they both gave birth to a Zohar. So Lachar is Pshita, that Noisei Nesha Sloim LaKoyin, the father has a Chiba, Pidyin HaBen, by both of them he has to give 10 Sloim to the Koyin. What's going to be Meis Echod Miyem Betuch Shloishim Yoyim? One of the two Bechorim died within the 30 days. So Lachar is Im LaKoyin Echod Nosin, if the father gave the 10 Sloim already to one Koyin, he's Toich in the middle of 30 days. He gave the 10 sloim to one kohen. So Lachar is Yach Soloi Chomesh Sloim. And that kohen has a chiv to return 5 sloim. Because by one, since the kid died within the 30 days, there's no mitzvah's pidyon, he has to return it. Like the father only gave it to him to do the mitzvah's pidyon aben, like hold on to it now till after 30 days, then it should be chal the pidyon. But since the kid died within 30 days, there's no din pidyon aben, therefore the money's returned. What's going to be though in Lishnei Kanim Nosan? Let's say first the father gave to two different Kanim. He gave one Kain 5 Sloim and another Kain 5 Sloim. And now one of the two dies. The Lachar is Yach. The Lachar is Eina Yachal Oitzim Yodam. The father cannot get the money back from either Kain. Because when he goes to either one of the Kanim, each one has a right to say, I took the money for the kid that's still alive. Go to the other Kain. And the other Kain says the same thing back. So therefore, Moisim Chav, all of Araya, the father cannot get back his money. What's going to be again where the husband had two wives and they both give birth one to a Zohar, one to a Nekeva? Or else, a Shnei Zohar and a Nekeva. He gave birth to two boys and one girl. So, Noisein Chom Yisrael Makoyin. Again, there's a Chiyah Vaday, one Bechor, that's it. So, one he has to pay. But even though they had two children, two Zohars, but it could be that one of them had a Nekeva and the Nekeva came out first. So, if it was only one Bechor, therefore you only have to give Chom Yisrael, that's only a Vaday, one Bechor. What's going to be if the two ladies gave birth to Shtei Nekevois, two girls, the Zohar and a boy, as one of them had twins, or Shnei Zohar and Shtei Nekevois, both of them twins, and both of them gave birth to two girls and two boys, so then also Ein Kam Mekoyin Klum, Mekoyin has no right to get anything, because it's a Suffolk, maybe the girls came out first, so the Kohen will have to prove it in order to get the money. That's called Ein Kam Mekoyin Klum. Now, what's going to be in the case of Achaz Bichro v'Achash LeBichro? Like, the husband has two wives, and one of his wives gave birth already before, and one did not give birth, it's the first time. Now, v'yodu shnei zchorim, both of them gave birth to a boy. So, lochriz, noisin chomish loim l'koyin, there's a vadechi pidyon ben on one of them, so he has to pay hesloim to the koyin. Meisechud mehem, b'terch shloishim yoim, so av poto, the father was poto for pidyon ben. Because you have a right to say, when the kids got, we're talking about the kids got mixed up here, he has a right to say that most probably the Bechor died, and therefore Moitzim Mechaveira, I don't have to pay. What's going to be Mei Su'av? Let's say the father died. V'habonim Kayom, and the two children now are alive. So the pshat is now that these two kids, we do not know which one of them is really the Bechor, and which one is the second one. So Rabbi Meir, Mei says like this, Rabbi Meir Oimer, that Im nosnu atchaloi cholku nosnu. Like before they divide up the Yerusha of the father, they have a chiv to pay the sloim from the father's property. But Vimlava did not pay up until after they made a chaluka, then Paturim, then the Potter. Because once they get a chaluka, it's like Achim Shacholku, it's like Lakuka saying, therefore you have to go to each one separately has the right to say, I'm not the Bechor, you can't collect Pishnayim. Rabbi Yudan Yudis says, no, again, like we had before, Nishaibu Nechosim, the property is ready Mechuyiv to pay when the father, his property had to pay the Eisloyim, and therefore, even though they make a Chalukah, still the Kohen has right to take away Heisloyim. What's going to be Zohar and Akev? Let's say these two wives, one that gave birth before and one did not, and now they give birth one to a Zohar, one to an Akev. So again, Ein Kam Kohen Klum, there's no Vadechi opinion, because maybe the one Shalai Bichru gave birth to the Akev now. So it's a Suffolk. The father is Potter. Mishneh. What's going to be Shtei Noshim Shel Shnei Anoshim Shloi Bichru? Two different couples, two husbands and two wives, two different couples, and each one did not give birth yet. Now the Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, they both gave birth to a boy, and the kids got mixed up. So Lachur is Zenoi Zchorim Shloim Lakoyim, but Zenoi Zchorim Shloim Lakoyim. Each one has a chiyavada to give hey Sloyim to the Kohen. What's going to be Meis Echod Mehem Beter Shloshim Yoyim? One of these kids died within 30 days. So it depends. Im LaKohen Echad Nosel, if the two fathers gave the money to one Kohen, so Yachsalem Chom Shloyim, the Kohen for sure has to return hey Sloyim. He has no right to hold on to it. He only has the right to take from one, not from both of them. And what do they do with the money? And the others, the two fathers, they'll divide the money between both of them. And then we're talking about a case where they wrote Hashor together to collect one for the other. So therefore they have a right to have a tainus vadi against the Kohen, and the Kohen will have to give him back to Esloyim, and they'll divide it between both of them. What's going to be though in Lishnei Kohanim Nosnu? Let's say the both fathers gave it to two separate Kohanim, that any Mechonim Lhoitzim Yodam, they can't get the money back from a Kohen. Because each Kohen has a right to say, he took the money for the Bechor that's still alive. You prove it that it was your Bechor that died. What's going to be again that these two different couples, the two different wives at Zohar and Akeva, one gave birth to a Zohar, one gave birth to an Akeva, and the two kids got mixed up? So, Ovo is Peturim. The father is a Potter, because each father has a right to say, maybe my kid was the girl, so he's Potter from Pem Pidin Ben. But the Ben, the kid itself, like we don't know who his parents are, but he himself is a Vade Bechorim. Therefore, Vaben Chayim Lifter is a Satsmai. When the kid grows up, he for sure is a Bechor. He'll have a Chiyati Poyder himself. What's going to be if these two couples, these two wives, Shtei Nekevus V'Zocher, between both of them, there were two girls and a boy. So we're not for sure there's a Bechor altogether here, because maybe each one gave birth to a girl first and then the boy. Or else, Shnei Zochor M'Shtei Nekevus, again. So Ein Kam Kohen Klum. Then the Kohen again, there's no Chiyav Pidin HaBen here, because we're not for sure there was a Bechor at all. Maybe the girls were born first. The Mishnah Vov. Achas Bichro V'Yachash LeBichro Shoshnei Anoshim. You have two couples here, and they both gave birth the same time the kids got mixed up, but one wife already gave birth before, and once is the first time. Now, the old Shnei Zchor, between both of them, they gave birth to two boys. So, the husband that knows that his wife did not give birth yet, he knows for sure he has the Bechor, even though he doesn't know which kid this is, but still he knows for sure his wife gave birth to the Bechor, so he has to give hay sloyim to the Kohen. What's going to be between both of them, Zohar and Akeva? One gave birth to a boy, one to a girl, then Enkan the Kohen Klum, because the one that did not give birth yet has a right to say maybe she had the girl, so therefore the Kohen has to prove it, otherwise they're potter. What's going to be Meisad Ben Bater Shloishim Yoim? Let's say now the son died within 30 days. So Afal Pi Shenosan LaKoyin, even though the father already paid the money to the Koyin, case of a Vaday Bechor, and the Koyin, the father gave the money to the Bechor, to the Koyin already, still Yatsal Lechom Isloyim, the Koyin has to return back Heisloyim, since the son died before 30 days. It's not a Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. He has the right to get the money back. What's going to be Liyachash Shloshim Yom? Let's say the Bechor dies after 30 days. So he's called the Vadai Vlad, the Vadai Bechor. So the Chiyuv was Chal already. Then the Locher is Alpha Pich Lenosin. Even though the father did not give the Eslaim yet, still Yitain. It was Chal a Chiyuv upon him, and the father has to give to a Kohen Eslaim, even though the son died. What's going to be Neis B'Yom Shloshim? Let's say the Bechor died on the 30th day. Is Kiyam Shalafonav, it's sitter like before 30, meaning to say there's no Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. It's only after we live the complete 30 days that's Chal the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Kiva Vaymer in Nosan Lo Yito. Kiva has a suffix whether the 30 day is already a Chiyuv or not. And therefore, if you already gave the money to the Kohen, then Lo Yito, you can't receive it back. But if you do not give it, then you don't have to give it. Because it's a suffix at the 30th day is mechuyiv in pidyon haben. What's going to be now? Let's say a father dies before his bechor is 30 days old. And we're not sure whether the father already gave pidyon haben or not. So the klal is becheska shelo niftu. Most probably is the chazak he did not pay yet. And therefore later there will have to still be a din pidyon haben. Until the son like could bring a proof that he knows for sure. Adam comes and tells him that he knows that his father made a pidyon haben already. What's going to be if the father dies li'achas shloshim yoyim after his son is already 30 days old? Then we say becheska sheniftu. Most probably the father did make a pidyon haben already. Until somebody comes and tells us shleniftu that we know for sure the father did not make the pidyon haben yet, and then there'll be a chib upon the son to be paid himself. What's going to be in the case of who liftois or b'nei liftois? Let's say the father never took care of his own pidyon haben. Now the father has a firstborn son, and he has a chiyuv to be paid his own son. So who comes first? So who paid him as b'nei? He has to take care of himself first, in case he only has 5 sloim left over, and so he has to be paid himself first. Reb Yudah says, b'nei paid me. No, the son comes first. Shemitzvah say aloviv. Because his own mitzvah was upon his father. But a mitzvah is b'nei olav. The mitzvah upon his son is chal upon the father to be paid. Therefore, the b'nai is koidmai. And the Gemara says, in the case where Yoni has 5 sloim left, everybody agrees he comes first. If you just talk about the case where really he had 5 sloim b'nai chorin on stock, and he has 5 sloim that somebody owes him, it's like mishubit. So therefore, for his own chiyiv, he collects from mishubadim. But for his son's chiyiv, maybe the son like was born after the chiyiv, so therefore the eitzer is to pay the 5 sloim for his son, and therefore for his own chiv he'll collect from Mishabadim. But in the case where he can't collect for himself, then Pshita everybody agrees that you have to take care of yourself, you have to be paid to yourself first, and then you worry about being paid to your son. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Chomeis loyim shoben. That you have to give chomeis loyim for pidyon haben, the loyim are the monetsuri. You have to go after the coin in the city Tzuri. Now the Torah says to give Chomesh Shkolim, a shekel HaKodesh. Now Chomesh Shkolim, in Lashon Mishnah, that's called Chomesh Loyim. So they go both to the Shir Tzuri, which is a bigger Shir than Sam Sela Medina. Now, Hu Adin Shloshim Shel Eved, that if your shor kills an Eved Kenani, that you have to pay the owner 30 Shkolim, or else V'chamishim Shel Oynes V'shem Mufat, if a man is man as a girl, or talks her into it. So the Torah says you have to pay the father 50 shkolim. Rel semeya shemoichi shemra, where a husband is moichi shemra upon his wife, that he has to pay you 100 shkolim. Is all these kulam a shekel HaKodesh from Monatsuri? When the Torah says to pay back a shekel HaKodesh, it means also the same thing, these shkolim, according to the cheshbon of the Monatsuri, which is a bigger coin over the Stella Medina, which is 1/8 smaller. Now, the chulam nifta mekesef, all these things you could pay to them either with silver, with kesef itself, or also with shava kesef. You could use shava kesef value. It doesn't have to be silver coins. It could be kalim also. Chutz min hashkolim. Chutz by the mitzvah, you have to give a machzor shekel. Well, there's the chiyuv for everybody to give a machzor shekel, a silver coin, and not to give shava kesef. Mishnah ches. Ein poidim. You can't be poido b'chor pidyon haben when you have to pay your chomish shkolim. Even though we just got finished saying that Shava Kesev is good, but you cannot use Loi Bavodim, you can't give the coin an Eved Kenani, Loi Bishtoris. And Loi Bishtoris, you can't give a coin to the coin a shtar, mean like an IOU, or else if somebody owes you money in a shtar, you can't give him over the shtar. Yes, that's called Loi Bishtoris, and Loi Bichakoyis, you can't give a coin karka. The Gemara Dashtins from Sukkim, Klala Prata Klau, that these things are possible to be used for a pidyon haben. For loy begdeshes, the same thing if you makdis something and you want to redeem it, you cannot use avodim shtoros kakoyis to be poida hegdish. Now, kosov la koyin shuchayiv loy chomesh loyim, let's say you write to a koyin that you chayiv yourself, like an IOU, I'll give you 5 sloyim. Slocher is chayiv blitum loy, you have a chayiv taka to give him the hay sloyim. But midirabonu nubnoy ene podoy, even if you give him the Heish Kolim, still Midrabon, the pidyon is not chal. Lefikach, therefore, im rotza koim lito le matono rashoyis. The koim wants to give it back to you. He can give you back these hay shkolim for matono, but you have to pay him another hay shkolim. And the Mor says the reason is because as a gzeira, people think that the ikar pidyon was with the shtar, who just got finished saying you cannot redeem your pidyon aben with the shtar. So if even though the shtar was only the IOU, and then you gave him the hay shkolim, so midirais it's chal, but midirabonim, though it's not good with those hay shkolim, you have to give him another hay shkolim. So if the Kohen wants to, he could return to you those first five shkolim. Hamafrish pidyon, let's say you set aside hay shkolim for pidyon aben, the Yavad and the Yisrael lost the money before he gave it to the Kohen. Is Chayim Bachri Yusa, you're Chayim to give another hay shkolim to the Kohen. Shemin Apostle says, Yi Aloch. The Apostle says it has to be Taron, means Aaron has to receive the Kohen, has to receive the hay shkolim, or for the Sifta, then the pigeon is Chal. The pigeon is only Chal after the Kohen receives the money. If the Kohen did not receive the money, then the pigeon is not Chal. So if the Yisrael lost it, we'll have to give him another hay shkolim. Now Mishneh Tes. Ha Bechor Noito Pishnai Benichsiyav. That is locha by Yerush, that the Bechor takes two portions, that's only when they yashin their father. But v'yeinu noito pishnayim b'nichsayim, in the case where the sons yashin their mother, the nichsayim elug, then the Bechor does not get a special two portions, but just like a regular brother, just gets one portion. V'yeinu noito pishnayim b'shevach, that he doesn't get two portions in the shvach, that means after the father died. So the property was in one stage. Then later, before they divided it up, the brothers went and planted and worked on the field and made it worth more. So the extra money that the brothers worked on it, that does not go to the Bechor. He does not get two chlokim in that. He only gets like a regular portion like the other brothers. And v'lo barol kiva muchzik. He only gets two portions of what the father had in his possession when he died. But if somebody owed the father money, it was only raw. It was fit to be collected, but the father didn't collect it yet. So even though the person pays up later, the Bechor does not get two portions in that. And the same halacha applies v'lo yisha b'ksubasa. When an isha collects the ksubasa, so she does not collect in the shvach on the row. And v'lo yabonis b'mzinasayim. It's also tonight ksuba that a husband has to feed his wife's daughters, so that they don't collect from shvach or from row. V'lo yavam, in the case where a yavam, you makai mitzvah yibum, you marry your brother's wife, so you take over your brother's nechosim, yerusha, you do not get, though, in the portions of your father's nechosim in the shvach or in the row. The kulam and noitlim b'shvach le'baruch of a muchzik. All these last cases repeat itself again. They do not get in shvach and not baruch of a muchzik. And the Gemara says even it means the shvach that grows by itself. And when the father died, he was a bush there. Even though it grew up to be a bigger tree by itself, still he doesn't get in that shvach. The same thing can grow of a muchzik, even in the case we know for sure that the grandfather, when he dies, it goes down, you know, for sure they will yashin, they will get it. Still, it's called ro. It wasn't by the father when he died, so all these people do not collect from that. Mishnah Yud. Eilu she'enom choysim b'yoyvel. These are the things, even though you sold it, or you don't get it back by yoyvel. Ha'b'choyro, after the b'chor got his two portions, does not go back b'yoyvel. V'ayero she'sishtoy, when your wife dies, you know, didn't midiraisi yashin your wife, so by Yovel, you don't have to give back the property. That you take over the Yerusha of your brother, you keep it even after Yovel. Somebody gives you a present, also does not go back to Yovel. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds only a Mechir if you sell something till you get it back to Yovel. But not a Yerusha, not a Matana. The Chomar and the Chom say, Matana kemecha, they held no, a Matana is like a Mecher. Just like a Mecher goes back to Yovel, something you sold. If you give somebody a present also, you get it back by Yovel. We have Lezer, Waimea, Kulam, Chayzen, B'Yovel. All these halachas in the Mishnah are Chayzen, B'Yovel. Because he holds the Matan was also Chayzen. And he holds Yerusha also. It's like Lekuach Dami. He holds a Bechor is like a Matan, a Kari Rachmano. And Yibum is a Bechor is also like a Matan. And Yerush history holds Nami the Raisa. So it's also like a Matan, like a Mecher. Therefore, you goes back to Yovel. Rav Yechem Abruku Aimer, Hayoris Asishto, Yachstov Ne Mishpocha, V'yenakale Min Adamim. The Gemara explains, he means to say, even if you old, you yash and your wife Min Yiraiso, but in the case, let's say, where your wife had a Beis HaKvaros, and you yashened it, some of the Rabbonin, as Pagam Mishpocha, the rest of the Mishpocha, all Mishpocha wants the Beis HaKvaros back, you have to sell it back to them.
That's called Yasof Neimishpacha. Means for money, you're allowed to charge them money. Because Midiraisa, you Yashin, your wife, you can keep it. But Midirabonim, though, if they want to buy it back, they have a right to buy it back. But Vinakala Minadom, you have to deduct from the price of your own wife's kever. That's the chiv upon the husband to bury his wife. So for the kever of your wife, you can't charge them money for. For that money, you have to deduct for the kever of your wife. But for the rest of the basic forest, you could take money from her mishpacha.
Yeah. Go up to the ninth perek, Mishnalov. Ma'ase behema noig boretz, this mitzvah, when you have 10 behemas born to you that year, that you have to take off one to be ma'ase behema, it's noig whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or the Chutz Lortz. It's noig even if you live in Chutz Lortz, also you have this mitzvah. B'fnei habayis, b'zman we have the Beis HaMikdash. B'shloi b'fnei habayis, even b'zman we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Till there's a mitzvah to separate the tenth one, and b'zman there's no Beis HaMikdash or in Chutz Lortz, it's not to say you don't have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to wait until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then the owner can eat it. Now, Bachulun, it applies to Behemah that's Chulun, has no Kedusha on it. Avoled b'mikdashim, but out of the Behemah really has Kedusha, then it's not Nichnas Adil Lesaser, it can't be the tenth one. And the Morah says, the Chiddush is even by Maise, but by Kachan Kalam, leave the Rav Yosi, even though it's called Mamun by the name, still you can't use it for Maise Behemah. Now, Benoig, it applies by Bokah, whether it's cattle you have, or by Tzorn, whether it's cheap. But v'ayna misasri mizelze, you can't take off ma'isel and say for bokor for tzoyin or tzoyin for bokor. Now bakfosim of izim, it also applies to lambs or to goats. Here though, misasri mizelze, if you only have 5 goats and 5 lambs, they can go together, you take off one for both. Now bachodosh, it only applies to the ones born that year. Uvayoshin, no bachodosh uvayoshin, the new ones born this year. Uvayoshin, the ones born last year. In other words, no matter how old it is, if you didn't take off Meister, it's Mechuyiv and Meister Behema. But V'yayna Mesasim Zelzeh, you can't put together, you have to have 10 that were born last year, and 10 that were born this year. You can't have 5 born last year and 5 born this year, that's not Mitztarf. It has to be only from the same year. Exactly what is the year, when does Meister Behema start? That's a Machloikis. If you may hold, you go boss the Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema. And if Lezels know, you go Bosa Tishrei, our regular Rosh Hashanah, that's also the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah. But everybody agrees, Ein Misasa Min HaChodesh Al Yoshin. The Mishnah says, Shoyi B'din, because really in Sfar I should have said, Mo'im HaChodesh Va Yoshim, Shenim Klayim Zem Zer. There's no Issa Klayim for animals that they would be made together, a Zohar that was born last year and a female that was born this year. There's no Issa Klayim. Still, ain't misasim zel zet. You tell me you can't take off ma'aseh behemah, you can't put the two together. If so, hakfosim v'izim, lambs and goats, shehem klaim zeb ze. You're not allowed to put a lamb together with a goat. So this is the claim, ain't a din isn't as hard to say, shle yisasim zel ze. You should not be able to put the two of them together, lambs and goats, to take off ma'aseh behemah together. So why do I say it? Talmulayim, this the Pasuk says and teaches us, v'otzoin. Next word, Votsoin, Mashma, Kol Tsoin Echad. All types of sheep, whether it's lamb or whether it's goat, it has the same halacha. The Ma'aseh Behemah could be Mitzvah them together.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Ma'aseh Behemah, Mitzvah Kamoloi, Rego Behemah Roya. Like, you have to have 10 animals to take Ma'aseh Behemah. They have to be close to one another. How far away could they be that still call 10, like, to be make off mice to take mice from them? So the distance they could be, the furthest distance they could be is Kamole Rego Behema Roya, how far like the Roya could still watch his sheep when they go away from him. Which the Mishnah says, Vekami Rego Behema Roya, how far away is like the foot the Behemas go away from the Roya, from the shepherd? That's Shisha Samil, 16 mil. Like the shepherd could see 16 mil away. So if he's standing here, and the sheep, the flock, could be 16 mil away, he could still watch it. Therefore, if you have 5 behemoths here, and 5 behemoths down the road, 16 mil away, it's still mitzvah to take off ma'aseh behemah. What's going to be, hoyo ben elu liyelu, shloishu mishnai mil, let's say there are 32 mil in between the two the sets of animals, there are 5 here, and 5 32 mil away. So Mishnah says, ain't a mitzvah, it's not mitzvah, chorob shita. We just had before only 16. But the pshat is, what's going to be hoyoloi b'emtsa? That's the chiddush. Let's say you had like 3 sets, 3 pairs of animals. You had one all the way on the right side, 5 animals. And all the way on the left side, 32 mil away, another 5.
Now, right smack in the middle, yet another five. So therefore, there would be mitzdurf, because between the right side and the middle one is only 16, and between the middle and the left is also only 16. So therefore, it would be good. Therefore, so again, so hoyloi biemtza, let's say you had one in the middle. So maybe you masrim biemtza, consider as if you could take from the right side into the middle, and be mitzdurfit. Like, let's say you had 9 animals on the right side, and one in the middle. So this one could be mitzdarf with the right 9, and now you have ma'aseh behema. Who would then you could take this one in the middle, and be mitzdarf with us on the left side also you have 9. So the kids on both sides, the right and left side, those 9 are both mitzdarf to make ma'aseh behema. Therefore it's called the ma'aseh behemsa. And the one you take ma'aseh from, so the other 9 left over, you'll have to wait for the next year to be mitzdarf it to the next time you have more animals. Rabbi Meir Rameya says, Hayardin mafsik l'maisa v'ema. Let's say you have 5 animals on one side of the Yardin, and 5 animals on the other side of the Yardin, it can't be mitzarfa to make maisa v'ema. He holds the Yardin is mafsik. It's machlekes in Gemara, whether it's dafka, the Yardin, or sasvara, anytime you can't go from one place to another place. Mishta Gimel, halakuach. Let's say you bought an animal, or yishinitin lay maton, or somebody gave you the animal for a present. So potter from Eis Tebeimah. You're potter from Eis Tebeimah. Eis Tebeimah is only if the animal is born by you. But if it wasn't born by you, you bought it. You got it from Matano. You're potter. There's no deal in Eis Tebeimah. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'achin, when you have brothers, that the pshat is the father died, and they take over the Yerusha of their father. So Ha'shutfim, that they become Shutfim partners together in the property. So there are different times. So the Locher is, Shechayovim Bekolboin, at a time when the chayib and the kolboin, the locher is pturim mi ma'aseh behema. They're potter from ma'aseh behema. The locher of Yerusha is like this. After the father dies, then they wait until they divide the property. In between that is called like tfusas habayis. The two brothers are not really partners yet, but still considered like the father owns it yet. After they divide it up, then each one has his own portion, and if they're chozer, they become a partner again, they're called real shutfim. A law is like this, when you give the mitzvah of machzas ha-shekel, so if one person gives for two people, so the law is you have to eat an extra kolboin. That means you have to eat an extra little small coin to make sure you gave the machzas ha-shekel. But let's say a father gives for his son, or somebody gives for an oni, or you give for somebody else for a matono, then you're potter from this extra kolboin. Therefore, a shutfim means if the brothers divided up the chaluk already, and they're real shutfim, so now if they give, let's say, a shekel for both of them, it's not called like the father is paying for them, but it's called they're paying for themselves, and therefore, shechayovim bekolboin, they'll be mechuyiv to have this extra coin when they're poida. So in such a case, peturim ma'aseh behema, because the law is shutfim, if people own animals together, they're potter from ma'aseh behema. But what's going to be the shechayovim b'ma'aseh behema, meaning the two brothers before they divided up the chalukah, before they divided up the Yerusha, so it's still considered like there's one owner, the father on it. So at that point, if they would take off ma'aseh behema, they'd be yotzei the mitzvah. So if at that point they take off a shekel for both of them, p'turim min ha-kolboin, because it's considered like the money's coming from the father's property, paying for his son. And when the father pays the machzas shekel for his own son, then he does not have to give this extra coin to be mashed on the shear of a kolboin. Now, konu b'tfisas habayis chayovim. Meaning to say, if when the father died, before they divided up the chalukah, there are behemoths there. That's called konam betfisa bayis, means it's still called betfisas, holding on by the house, meaning like they didn't divide it up yet. So chayovim, at that time, it's not called real shutfus yet, and they're mechuyiv in maisa. V'yimlav, let's say they divided up the property already, then peturim, then they're called like real shutfus, then the potter. What's going to be chokul, they divided up the property, for chozuv and shtatfu, they became back to become shutfim again, and echnami, that's the case that chayovim bekolboin. Now when they take the shekel for both of them, it's still like regular shutfim are taken from one another, and then you have to get the extra coin to be mashed from the shear of the master shekel. And in this case also, p'turim b'maaseh behema, this is like a pirish, that this is the real case of shutfim, that the locher is shutfim apoto from maaseh behema. Your Mishnah Dalet. Hakol nechnosim ledilis aser, all type of animals that were born that year could go into the deer to take off maisa. Chutz min aklayim, except an animal that was born from klayim, meaning the parents were different minim, a breed from different minim. There was nis aklayim involved, then the kid does not go in Ladirat Potter from Isa. Via Trefa, if the behema is a Trefa, it's also Potter. Vyotze Dofen, an animal that came out through the side, not through the womb, also is a Ptura Maisa Behema. Or Mechusa Zman, let's say before the animal is 8 days old, is not fit to be brought for Korban, it's Mechusa Zman, also is not Nichnas Dilas Aser. Vyosam, in the case where the mother died, the same time the animal was born, it doesn't have a mother, that's also Ptura Maisa Behema. And the Gemara Darshan Psukim, how do we know these Psulim? Now, Ezel Yosem, what's called the Yosem? Called Shemes Imoy, the mother dies, Oisha Nishchato. Or else you shech the mother the same time when the kid comes out. So, Kirsten, when the kid comes out, does not have an Imoy, a mother with him, Shat Saptur. But the Postic says, Kola Shiyama Tachas Hashavin, and it says, Tachas Imoy. Mashma, the mother has to be there. So the mother is not there, but Shat is born, that's Saptur, Maisibahima. Rabbi Yeshua, remember, Yeshua says, "Afilu nishkata imay." No, even if you shech the mother, and then the kid comes out. So, Bemison, the mother is dead. B'shas, the kid comes out. But still, if hashelach kaim, if the skin of the mother is still around, ain't the yosam. It's not called the yosam because they could take off the skin of the mother and put it around the kid, wrap it around. That protects them like the mother. So that will still be considered tachas imay. That's Rabbi Yeshua shita. Now, Mishnah. Sholosh Gironis L'Maisa Behema. There are three different times mid Rabbonin when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behema. Again, mid Yiraisa, anytime you want throughout the year, as long as there are 10 animals born that year, you can take off Maisa. And mid Yiraisa, if you want to eat the animals before you take off Maisa, you're allowed to. It's only a mitzvah to take off Maisa Behema. But mid Rabbonin, though, they gave three special times when you should do it. And when it comes that time, if you do not do it, like you're not allowed to eat from the animals, it's like Tevel until you take off the Maisa Behema. So what are these three times? Sholosh Gironis L'Maisa Behema. The first of Pesach means halfway, like 15 days before Chag HaPesach. The first of Atzeres, that means 15, half of, the Gemara says first means half. Half of his amount of 30, which is 15 days before Shavuos. And the first of HaChag, 15 days before Sukkos. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azza Yoyma, B'Esrim, B'Tisha B'Yad, no, it was the 29th day of Adar, not Nisan, not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the 29th day of Adar. That's called 15 days before Pesach. And B'yechad B'Sivan, you don't have to have 15 days before Shavuos. It's enough just from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara says, because since it's a short time between Pesach and Shavuos, you don't have that many behemoths anyway, therefore you don't have to wait too much before. B'yechad B'Tisha B'Av, the 29th day of Av. And not on Elul, but on the 29th day of Av. That's the Zman to take off Maisa Behema. Of course, Benazai holds that the animals that are born on Elul itself, it's Messiah by itself. We'll soon see. It's a suffix when the new year starts. Maybe it starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Therefore, you take off Maisa from the year before on the last day of the year, the 29th day of Av. Now, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, they both say that Bechad B'Nisan, the time to take off is the first day of Nisan, 2 weeks before Pesach, B'Yechad B'Sivan, and B'Yesum Atisha Belul. As they hold for sure that Elul is still considered from last year, and the Rosh Hashanah, when it starts the new year for Maisa Behema, is our Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So for the last day of last year is the 29th day of Elul. Now, V'lo Marm, why was it said, B'yesum Atisha Belul, and not on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Lo Yomru Bechav Tishrei, and not on Rosh Hashanah. B'vnei Shu Yomtif, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yomtif. V'yev Shalasa V'yomtif, you can't take off Maisa Behema on Yomtif. Like the Mishnah said, lady is supposed to be sacred, like painted. You can't paint on Yom Tov. Now, the figure of therefore, Zimul B'Yesam Atisha B'El. Therefore, it said this month to take off Maisa Behema is the 29th day of Elul. Rabbi Meir Oimer B'Echad B'El Rosh Hashanah Maisa Behema. Meir Shitu is known that Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's the new year for Maisa Behema. And therefore, any animal born before that is Mitzurf. An animal born after Elul is its own, starts the next year. Benazai Oimer, Benazai has a suffix where the loch is like Rav Meir, like Rav Leza, and therefore Elulim, the animals born during Elul, is a misasim of Tehas, we have to take off Maisa by itself, because he has a suffix, maybe Elul is the beginning of the new year, or maybe Elul is the last month of the last year. So if we have to take off the Maisa by itself. Now Mishnah Vov, Kol ha-nolodim miyechud b'tishrei ad esrim b'tishrei b'elul, has a re'elu mitzdorfim. This is according to Rav Leza Shita, that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. So any animal born after Echad B'Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah, until the end of the year, which is the 29th day of Elul, is mitzturf to become Maisa Behema. Now, Chamish, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Chamish, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mitzarfen. If five was born in Elul, and then five was born after Tishrei, you can't put the 10 together. Chamish lefnei agorin v'chamish liachra agorin. Now with the Rabbanu we have three zmanim in between the year when you should take off Maisa. So five animals born, let's say before Eisa Pesach, and five afterwards, is a Re'elu Mitztarfin, the Yom Mitztarf, because the Maisa is born the same year. In came if so, Loma Nema Shalosh Grunas L'Maisa Beima, what's the purpose of Rabbanu in saying there are three times to take off Maisa Beima? Is Shad Shaloh Higi Agur before comes this time before Eisa Pesach, Mutu Limcha V'lishreit, even before you take off Maisa, it's only Mitzvah to do it. But if you want to, you can sell your animals to Shech them. But Higi Agurin, when it comes these times, Midrabbana now, comes the Gur in the time of Praisa Pesa, Praisa Teres, Lo Yishchad, Nain Al Reshecht, unless you take off Maise Beima. But Vim Shochad, if you still Shecht before Maise Beima Potter, you didn't do an Avera, it's only a Dim Midrabbana in Stevel. Mishne Zayin, Ketzad Maisen, how do we take off Maise Beima? Is Koinsen the deer you're supposed to put in your 10 animals that were born to you that year into a deer, into a corral that has a fence around it? For Yoysel and Pesachot, to make sure there's a small door there, and let them go out one by one. Kadesh lo yiyu shnayim mechoyim motzes kiach, they shouldn't have two going out at the same time. Now, moinu b'shev, but you count them with a rod, with a stick. Echot shnayim shloisha avor chamisha shisha shiva shmona tisha. Now, v'yaytze yasiru, the one that's coming out, the tenth one, is soikroi b'sikro. You like, paint it with a red paint. V'yoyben say, hareze maisa. That's the mislach atchila, to paint it red, and to call it maisa. What's going to be loy sakor b'sikur? They're not painted red. For loy mona b'shev, you're not counted with a staff. For loy oy shemon revusim, you counted them. They were just lying down, the animals. Oy emdim, they were standing, and you weren't counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's a real umasar. Tzolso chal, maise beim on the 10th one. What's going to be hoyo lame, you had 100 animals in the corral. But not la sorry, stam picked out 10 to be maise beim on. You're also sorry, you had 10 in the corral, but not lucky to pick out one to be maise beim on. Ain't the maise, that's not maise, because you didn't count the first nine. If yes, if you do, I may know how to raise the mice, it's also good. But the effort, it's also mice, as long as you take out one to be the mice. What's going to be kofach efforts minamnuin l'toychon, after you count the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, one of those that counted jumped back into the corral, is a real pturim, the ones inside are also part of a mice beima. Because the ones you counted have a ptur, and once it's part, when it goes back, it also makes all the other ones part, because the klal is, you only give mice vadi and not a sofik. But since one that jumped back in is potter from Maisa Beima, so anyone you take out, then you have to be afraid, maybe that's the one. Therefore, there will all be a sophic Maisa. The din is, you're potter from Maisa. Without Shana Posik, Asiri Vadai, Hulu Asiri Sophic. What's going to be Min HaMusor Matoichon? After you counted, and you counted one to be the tenth one, Maisa Beima, that one jumped back into the corral now and got mixed up. He has Kulin Yurachi Stov, all the animals left in the corral now, each one is a sophic, maybe that's the Maisa, so it's Kodesh. So you can't eat any of them until they all become a balmum. That means you roll up and pasture in the fields. Achi is tov until it becomes a balmum. And then the yochle b'mum in the bilan. Then aloch reza ma'isa ve'ima. The bilan can eat it when it becomes a balmum. Mishnah Ches. What's going to be yosu shnayim kechud? He started to count and two of them came out at one time. In the width of the door, two of them came out. So aloch reza ma'isa shnayim shnayim. Count them by pairs. Like you count the pairs. The first pair you count one. Second period count two, second, third period count three, and when it comes to the tenth pair, those two are Maisa Beima. What's going to be Mono Nechot? The first two came out, you count them like one, and then you counted the third one for two and three and four. So really, when you count four, really it's five. So when you count the ninth one, really it's the tenth one, and the tenth one is really the 11th one. So Lachor is Chiv Yathir Mikukolim. The ninth and tenth are like mixed up. So since we don't know really which one is the ninth, which one is the tenth, which one is the 11th, then as Sophic, they both have to be in the Bikdusha, and you have to wait till it becomes the Balmum, and then you can eat them. What's going to be Yotzot Shiv Yasiru Kiyachas? The ninth and tenth came out together. So then Shiv Yasiru Mechukolim, those two are Mechukolim, because one of them is Mice and the other one is not. What's going to be Korolachi Yasiru? By mistake, he called the ninth one 10. For Lasiru Chi, by mistake, he called the tenth one 9. Uliyachad also asir, by mistake, he called the 11th one 10. So, Lachrish, Loshto, Mekudoshim, all three of them are Mekudosh. Hachi, the 9th one, Nechavamumma, it has Kedusha, but it's not Kor for Korban. So, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmumma, then you can eat it. That's called Hachi is Nechavamumma. For Yasiri, the 10th one is Maisa, that's like a Maisa, baby, that you bring for Korban. For Yachad also, the 11th one, Kor Shlomim, that's what for Shlomim. And Vyasa Tamur could also make Tamur, has Lachal like a regular Shlomim, and Shlomim can make a Tamura. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. On this, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back, no, v'chi yesh tumura, oise tumura, like he holds, even this 11th one, has a lock of shlomim, it's only because it's tumura of the 10th one. And therefore, tumura cannot make another tumura. Amr, they said back, Mishum Rabbi Meir, ilu hayu tumura, if it's true, like you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, that this, the 11th one has a din tumura on it, lo hayu korv, it would not be brought. Because we know there's no din tumura on the ma'aseh beima. Selma, it's not a din tumura, it's a din stam, it becomes in the korv mishlamin. If so, it could make another tumura also. What's going to be korolat shi asira, the 9th one you call 10. Uli asira, the 10th one asira, you call the 10th taka. Uli achados, the 11th one also you call the asiri. Halacha in this case is ein achados makudish. The 11th one has no kudush at all. Zeh clock, this is the general rule. That kol shala neka shayim asir remenu. Like the 10th one, you called number 10. And now even though the 11th one, you also called 10, because man, you did not take off the name 10 from the 10th one, ein achar osam kudush, the 11th one does not become kudush. Like since the 10th one has its kudush and remains kudush, so when you say 11, it means nothing. Even though you called the 11th one 10th also, you can't give it a kudush anymore because it has its kudush already. So in this case, it's takanat a kudush. So again, shot in the beginning of this Mishnah again, it says again, if two come out at a time, so if you want, you could count like that, 2, 4, 6, 8, count like in each pair like one, and the 10th pair that comes out, that could be both Maisa. Now, the second case was where the first two came out, you counted it like one, but then the rest came out singly, like the third one was only one, and you called that two. The third one, the fourth one, you called three, really it's the fourth one. Here we say, when it comes to the 9th one, which really the 10th one, you only call it 9. The 10th one that you call 10 really is the 11th. So here it's a new halacha that both of them are kukla, means they're both, we don't know which one is really chal. Even though usually when you call the 9th one 10, and you call the 11th, the 10th one 9, and the 11th one 10, both of them is kaddush, that's when you count them singly. So everybody knows really what it is, just you made the mistake. But here, since the first two came out, they counted one, the next one, 2, 3, in fact, it looks that way. So here it's worse. Here it looks to people, but you can't really tell which one's the 10th, which one's the 9th. So therefore, in this case, as new chiddush here, both of them, amakul kolim, you have to wait till they come about mum and eat both of them, the mumay. All right, we'll stop here. It's the end of the Masechta B'cheres.